You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Hello, fellow stargazers. The sisters are in the house. Hello, Jude.
Hello, Sarah.
We're crossing into a new month. This is episode 21, and we're looking at the week of Sunday, January 30th through Saturday, February 5th. I can't believe it. We're crossing into February. And you had remarked that it's a very crowded, loaded, heavy week. How do you want to start this one?
Yeah, it's a heavy week.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of Saturn, square Uranus still, because we have this new moon, which is making its aspect conjunct Saturn and in a wide square to Uranus. So the good thing is that Venus is now direct until July.
Yay, Venus.
And then Mercury is going to be direct on Thursday the 3rd. And these two planets are really great for being in direct motion and supporting us as we move forward.
Great.
But Saturn is sitting right at the midpoint of the fixed sign Aquarius, which is the fire gate. It's the 15 degree point of the fixed signs are power gates. They are the cross quarter days. So we have not only a new moon,
right,
but we have a cross quarter day, which is a prognosticator of the time to come and an assessment of what's gone before.
Okay. And that's happening on the 2nd.
So Tuesday, February 1st, of course, at a new moon, the moon and the sun are conjunct.
Right.
At 12 degrees, 20 minutes of Aquarius. And Saturn is right next to them at 15 degrees Aquarius. Looking at that stellium, those three planets are moon, sun, Saturn conjunct. They are all within range of a square to Uranus, which is now direct at 10 degrees Taurus. So we have, again, this kind of activation of this square, this Saturn-Uranus square, which was in operation all of 2021.
Exactly.
And it's calling on us to decide what it is that we want to begin. How do we want to envision? It's a collective vision. It's a personal vision. We also have, at the time of this new moon, we have Mercury conjunct Pluto.
Right.
So Mercury is still retrograde early in the week. It's just gone past Pluto the week before. Now it's coming back.
Right.
It's moving forward. So we're getting this revisit of these deep feelings, these deep, you know, callings, these deep awakenings, these deep urges, these deep rememberings, this understanding of perhaps some of our patterning.
Yep.
I mean, Mercury is the messenger.
Yeah.
And basically he's gone to hell. He's gone to Hades.
Yeah.
He's in Pluto's deep, you know, recessed caves, and he's looking at the paintings on the wall, and he's figuring out how he got there and what the archetypes are about, what the lessons are.
Yeah.
And going forward, he's using his little wings on his heels to like flap himself out of the cave and spread the word that, hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
I get the image of, I don't know if you remember the Electric Company from like the early 80s on PBS, where the guy, hey, you guys, was like the starting of the Electric Company, sort of like to get everybody's attention. That's what I see. I see Mercury like flying out of the cave and being like, hey, you guys. I got something to share.
That's right. He's got something to share. And it's like, we better be paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's partly what I see, is that this conjunction with Mercury and Pluto is trine the North Node, Ceres, the asteroid goddess of the Earth, and Sedna, our deep ancestral patterning.
Right.
So they're all at 28 degrees Taurus.
Yeah.
All of them are grouped right there.
Yeah.
So our evolutionary focus is beyond, it's got to be beyond kind of moving on from, you know, getting over it, you know, not blaming ourselves, understanding that's where we were at the time. We've remembered a pattern, or it's like all of a sudden it's like somehow like occurred to us. That's why that happened.
Yeah.
That's why
Right.
That's why I went through that terrible experience, or that, because it was programmed.
Yeah.
I was programmed. I've reacted that way. I've responded that way.
Yeah.
Unconsciously.
And or it was the story we were fed. It was like the constant narrative we were fed of this is how it is, and this is why it is, and that's just how you are, versus, well, wait a minute, I've got sovereignty and choice, and a story is a story. I can shift my story. And it sounds like Mercury is saying, which story do you want? Because you can shift it. You can shift the story.
Absolutely. You can shift it big time because of this North Node trine to Mercury and Pluto.
Yep.
So this is a big moment where we can change our mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also what's happening in Capricorn is that Venus is now direct and she's conjunct Vesta.
Ah.
Vesta's the asteroid goddess of dedication. She's the fire goddess. She tended the hearth,
right.
The heart of the home.
Yeah.
The hearth, the flame was the center of culture. Yeah. It was cooking. It was light. It was warmth.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the flame, you did not have life.
Yeah.
So even the Iceman, I don't know if I've mentioned this, the Iceman, the frozen glacial skeletal man that they unearthed with the Alps glaciers melted, the Iceman was carrying in his caveman pocket of his right. his deerskin outfit.
His little backpack.
In his pocket was a piece of punk, which is kind of a mushroom. And within that mushroom pocket was an ember.
Yep. Yep.
So he was carrying his light with him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The punk is like, it's not dry.
Right.
And it's not wet. It's just that correct humidity to keep something alive, like a flame, so that you can carry that with you. It's like,
yep.
So cool technology, you know, like such early cool technology using nature.
Yes. And we're in the time of year right now too, where we're noticing the light coming back, which now ties to the cross quarter days of Candlemas and the blessing of the candles. I think you were going to say something about that.
Yes. This is the Christian holiday of Candlemas. It's also coincidentally, but not the cross quarter day, you know, like they right, just adopted right. that from the pagan calendar.
Right.
And also they have associated this time of year, the Christian calendar, with St. Bridget,
yeah.
who was a manifester. She was a personification of the divine goddess, the divine feminine in the Christian tradition. Of course, she wasn't a god, but she had these powers.
Magical.
Where she could heal people. Yeah. She had a magic cloak where she could lay it down and all of a sudden it would be acres and acres of cloth.
Right.
It's purported that she was able to give beer to an entire leper colony from one flask of beer. So she's also the patron goddess of beer.
Go Bridget.
Also, you know, she just kind of created this.
Yes.
It's kind of like the loaves and the fishes
yes.
parable of Jesus. She had one flask and then all of a sudden was able to provide beer for an entire community.
Right.
So there is this abundance theme of St. Bridget.
Master or mistress manifester.
Exactly.
Which is what this time is now at a new moon. At this new moon, we actually can have the power to envision and manifest if we want.
Exactly. And that's what Venus conjunct Vesta is, that power to manifest. Venus is, she's like Jupiter. She can create. And it's all about, what do you want to dedicate yourself to?
Yes.
This is just a very powerful time. This whole week, really, of looking at those kinds of issues.
And I'd love to mention here, can I share a story of something that happened that's in a dream I had?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just talking about, what are we dedicating ourselves to? What are we putting our focus on? And also sort of, what are the stories that we've just been sort of living because that's what we're told we should do. I woke last week with a really strong song in my head, and I have no reason to have this song in my head. It's a John Mellencamp song. I know John Mellencamp, but I certainly didn't buy any of his albums. I wasn't like a huge, like, got to go to a John Mellencamp concert, but it's a song. It's called Check It Out. I just wanted to share some of the lyrics because I woke up with the refrain in my head, and the refrain is, a million young poets screaming out their words to a world full of people just living to be heard, future generations riding on the highways that we built, I hope they have a better understanding. I was like, why is the song in my head? And I woke up and I kept saying, John Mellencamp, John Mellencamp. I got to remember to look up the song. So I wanted to read these lyrics super quick because I think it really does speak to what do we put our focus on? What do we want to shift? Where are our values? So the lyrics start with, going to work on Monday, got yourself a family, all utility bills have to be paid, you can't tell your best buddy that you love him. Where does our time go? Got a brand new house in escrow, sleeping with your back to your loved ones. This is all that we've learned about happiness. Forgot to say hello to my neighbors. Sometimes I question my own behavior, talking about the girls that we've seen on the sly just to tell our souls we're still the young lions. Getting too drunk on Saturdays, playing football with the kids on Sundays, soaring with the Eagles all week long. And this is all that we've learned about living. This is all that we've learned about living. And then they refrain for a while, check it out, check it out. And then it finishes with a million young poets screaming out their words. Maybe someday those words will be heard by future generations riding on the highways that we built. Maybe they'll have a better understanding. And then he goes on with, check it out, check it out, check it out. And I have to say, it made me pause and say, what is it that we're spending our time doing? Where are we putting our value? What is the kind of life I'd like to have? Where are the dreams I once wanted to pursue? That's all I've got.
This is Mercury conjunct Pluto. This is the voice from the subconscious. This is Vesta conjunct Venus of values.
Yeah.
Dedicating ourselves to what values, you know?
Yeah. The only thing I want to say is, you know, he's saying a million young poets screaming out their words. Maybe someday those words will be heard by future generations. I'm not sure, though, when he sang this song, you know, 40 years ago, I think now is the time. Now we are the future generations that better start having a better understanding, in my humble opinion. But also now, this week is the time. This week actually is providing a time for envisioning and asking and manifesting.
Yeah, and really laying it out. And as Jupiter has moved into Pisces, you know, these are also big dream times.
Mm.
And Pallas is conjunct Neptune.
Yeah.
And Jupiter will be moving up to conjunct Neptune in the future, which we'll talk about. But this is a time when having the plan is not as important as having the vision.
Yeah.
So you've got to have the vision first.
Yeah.
And just hold that vision and the plan will work out itself.
You and I were just talking about the discipline of manifestation and that Saturn is that discipline of what would you do? What could you do every day to forward your vision, whether it's journaling, meditating, talking about it with a friend or someone you want, Googling something, that there's every day something you can do to move your vision forward so that it just doesn't become hopeful thinking or wishful thinking, but that what are you doing every day? What could you do every day?
Yeah.
So to offer journaling, talking with a friend.
Put a vision board together.
Yeah, vision board. Yeah, cut out collage, any of those things.
This is all good. I mean, I can also, the whole idea of this time of year being a harbinger, you know, a prognosticating time of year.
Yes.
A Sabian symbol from our friend Dane Rudyard, an astrological mandala.
Yep.
Sabian symbol for 13 degrees Aquarius is a barometer.
Fascinating.
And the keynote is the ability to discover basic natural facts that allow us to plan in advance for action.
Amazing. Well, and in that way, you know, speaking of barometer, when people do fundraisers, that's more a thermometer, but they have those charts where it's like where they hit certain goalposts of earning money. That's another thing that, you know, we could consider doing is like, what are your goals and what are your benchmarks? And that's another way of envisioning and not, you don't necessarily need to know the how right now.
Exactly.
It's just the what would be cool.
Exactly. And we, of course, we have the groundhog.
Oh,
the groundhog day is the 2nd of February. And the groundhog is the grand prognosticator of, you know, of the winter.
Yes.
And that's a German tradition. That's a folk tradition from Germany that was brought to America by the Pennsylvania Dutch. So in Germany, it was the badger.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the badger was the docks, and actually D-A-C-H-S is the dachshund.
Oh.
Is the dachshund in our, you know, in English. And it was the baby hound, you know, the little big miniature basset hound that was bred for going into badger holes. But this weather lore was brought from the German speaking areas where the badger was the forecasting animal.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, depending on what the badger said, you either had 6 weeks of winter or it was going to be an early spring.
Can I just say, because I didn't plan this, but I have my medicine card book here with the animal totems in it. And so as you were saying badger, I thought, well, what does badger say? Here's something badger says. Badger's about being aggressive, and it can be on either side, like, you know, pleasantly aggressive or destructively aggressive. But if the badger shows up, it says here, the key is to become aggressive enough to do something about your present state of affairs. Badger is teaching you to get angry in a creative way and say, I won't take it anymore. You must follow up by keeping your eye on the goal. Honor the healing process as you express those inner feelings.
God, I can't believe this, Sarah.
I know.
This is so amazing. Every time we're like pulling up this stuff, it's so, it's just right there.
Well, and it says, remember that badger may be signaling a time when you can use your healing abilities to push ahead in life, heal yourself, removing the barriers that don't, quote, grow corn. And it also says to stay grounded and rooted and centered in the process. And we've talked about that quite a bit on our channel here is, you know, while we're going through these transformative periods, to stay grounded. Well, as always, a lot to think about in this 1 week.
I think we've covered a lot.
We've covered a lot. So thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Whoa.
Listeners out there, if you've got questions or comments, you can email us at connect@sisterstargazers.com. And you can find us in a variety of locations, YouTube, Audible, Apple. We want to thank everybody who's been downloading. Each week we get a handful more. So please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. Last thoughts, Jude?
Yes. Just stay grounded. Yeah. And just don't be afraid of what comes up from the deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's all good. We can work. You can work through it and you can completely forgive yourself and start over.
Well, you know what? If I can then add one more thing to that, because I pulled an angel card today for our podcast. It's Jeremiel, our good friend. He just keeps coming back. Everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
So good. Thanks, Sarah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.